Well, I grew up in Montana. I teach at the University of Idaho in Idaho, and many of my books are set in Montana and in Idaho. And right now I'm traveling with a novel that came out last February. It's called Jackalope Dreams. Sometimes in this part of the world, I have to tell people what a jackalope is. Is that true?
No.
Not in present company.
Yeah,
but
but for those that don't know, what is a jackalope?
Well, it's a Western joke. It's that cross between the antelope and the jackrabbit, and you see taxidermied examples in cafes and bars all over the West. And in fact, I've got a copper one on my refrigerator that a friend brought back. But what this novel is about is the clash between the Old West and the New West, where the boring Old West of my childhood is being changed from cattle drives, really boring cattle drives and horses and so forth, is being changed into a rich people's paradise. And what happens when the old families and the new meet?
Now, is this a story that is complete fiction out of your mind, or is it real life turned around?
Oh, you bet it's all fiction. Okay. Oh, you bet. You bet. It isn't based on my family at all. And,
I just wondering if you took like a story you heard and built it from there, or if this is just complete.
You know, I often will start with a question, a what-if question when I'm writing fiction. And I myself grew up on a small ranch in Montana, and my parents thought I would stay there and be a good girl, but guess what? I ran off and went to college and did different things altogether, but it always lingered in my mind, what if I hadn't? What if I'd been a good girl? What if I'd grown up on that ranch and hadn't left, and what would have happened to all my creative ideas? Would I have had an outlet? Would I have gone crazy? So I develop a late middle-aged woman who has grown up under her father's thumb and sees that everything that she always thought would never change is crumbling under her, and that got me started.
What was it that was that impetus that made you look at that conflict that's happening between the old way and the new way?
Well, just that my general sense of life is that nothing changes, and then all of a sudden you realize everything has changed. And
yeah, we're nodding
you know
in agreement.
I like about that there's no gentleness to that comment. There it is. Yeah,
there's a truth to that we're both nodding about.
Yeah, and there it is. And what are you going to do? You think that you can depend on certain things like your job and your family, and you turn around and somebody's saying, well, sorry, but that's how it is. And there you are. So the character in my novel finds her job kicked out from under her. She was teaching in a rural school that had been kept alive artificially, and is fired from it. And they close the school. And so, what is she to do next?
You know, you looked at the one of the things in the book is that conflict between the old and the new in the area that you were writing about. That's strong through the book. But what is the overall message that you're sending in there? Is it good to change, or should we try to hold on to what we have?
Well, I think we're going to change whether we like it or not. We might just as well make up our minds to it that the world isn't going to wait for us. And that's just how it is. On the other hand, it'd be really good not to lose sight of everything that we value and try to remember a few things that we stand for. And one of the things that my school teacher in my novel has to do is to decide whether or not she wants to try to revive some old dreams, such as being a painter. And how do you get painting lessons in the middle of Montana when you aren't trained for it? What do you do with that urge to create? And she also has a 13-year-old neighbor who needs her. How much compassion does she have? How much generosity does she still have after all this time? And that's one of the things I want to find out, because I think compassion and generosity are things to hang on to.
Now, obviously, you're in town to share this with folks tonight here, but you know, obviously, first of all, what brought you here? How did it wind up that you wound up in our winter wonderland?
Well, Rebecca Johns called and asked if I would consider being a visiting writer here, and we talked about dates, and I was going to be in Chicago. I was in Chicago last week for the Associated Writers Program. And it just made sense, as long as I was in this end of the world, to make a trip to Upper Michigan. And tomorrow I'll return to Idaho.
What else all have you been doing since you've been here? Do you work with students?
I will be. Okay. I'll visit a class and talk with students, yeah.
Do you find when you travel with this particular work and you're promoting it and talking with different folks that the issues in it are fairly universal, that we're finding this all around the country, that change issue?
Certainly the change issue is current, particularly now with the financial crisis, and particularly in places like Marquette, where you've got a natural paradise, and people who would really like to convert that into cash in one way or another. So that much is true. I do notice in traveling that regions seem to have their literature. And mine is, of course, keyed to my own region. I think that writers that I'm familiar with perhaps are not as familiar in this end of the country, and vice versa. But gosh, yes, if your work isn't can't be read everywhere, it can't be read anywhere.
It's interesting. Now, you'll be this evening, 7 o'clock, at the Federated Women's Clubhouse, and also meeting with students briefly. I always ask this when we have the visiting writers through, that when somebody is in the process of wanting to explore the ability of writing, or the craft of writing, what kind of advice do you give them, that when they kind of sit on the fence maybe and say, oh, I don't know if I can?
Yeah. Oh, well, I think anybody should try. Anybody who's interested should try. And one of the things that you'll find if you take a writing course is that you'll never read in quite the same way again. It's a great way to learn to read. It's a great way to learn to read carefully and for craft, and you'll never again put up with sloppy writing. On the other hand, you may well find that writing is something that you have to... It's going to be a weight around your neck for the rest of your life. And if you don't want that weight, if you don't want that responsibility, go do something else. Go catch up on Facebook, or learn Sanskrit, or plan world peace. Anything but writing.
Well, maybe you find out that it's something that was in there all along, and then you bring it out, and there it is.
That's right. If you can't help but write, then that's for you.